This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Engaging your minds and your mouths together, or that's actually what we're trying to do here. DJ V Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting another good day with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, focused on what's going on. Jen, you have a trending item for us that will keep us on the edge of our seats.
I do, and I'm almost disappointed in myself for giving this one to you. But sometimes it is necessary for me to tell you just how crazy California is. California is the state that I live in, and one of the cities in that state is a city called West Hollywood. Well, apparently this week, the mayor of West Hollywood will join city officials to present the adult film star Stormy Daniels with the key to the city, the city proclamation. Yeah. I wish I were making this stuff up, but that's the truth. There is a press release even sent out by the city of West Hollywood recognizing Daniels for her leadership in the resist movement. And noted that the city has previously passed resolutions calling for articles of impeachment to be introduced against President Trump. So, big media event, and I'm sure Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who had to pay him $10 million this week because of a settlement he tried to stiff one of his law partners, will be with Stormy Daniels in West Hollywood this week accepting the key to the city.
All right, let's back up a little bit. He had to pay $10 million to one of his partners because he tried to stiff him.
Well, his firm, the firm that he's a part of, it wasn't a personal thing again. It didn't come out of Avenatti's pocket. It's his firm owes this guy because I guess he left the partnership or whatever, and they had a settlement, so they didn't make their first payment of $4
million. Well, it's life down on the farm. Here's something else.
Do I get one? Hello? Do I get one?
Yeah, but I was going to throw something in that was outrageous.
In this vein?
Yes, it was in this vein. This is the kind of stuff you just can't believe. You know, most people know about Publix supermarkets. They're big down south, especially.
Oh, Publix, yeah.
Publix, yep. P-U-B-L-I-X, owned by a family, and I'm trying to remember the lady's name. I can't remember. But anyway, the company is taking a lot of heat for censoring a message on a cake that was meant to celebrate a new graduate's academic achievements. So the family asked the cake have on it the name of the son, Jacob Kosinski, and congratulations on graduating summa cum laude. But Publix, or somebody that worked at Publix, apparently edited out the word cum, C-U-M, because this person thought it was gross and profane. And so they took out, so the cake, when they got it, said summa laude on it. Without the, I'm speechless when I find stuff like this and figure how stupid some people are. There,
but
people
really?
Actually breathe that are this stupid.
But really, Doug, someone who works at Publix and your job is decorating cakes at Publix and they're supposed to know Latin? Really? Is that surprising to you?
I don't know. I guess I'm just.
I think we need to talk about the placement of the bar here. I think you need to really lower the bar.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so I don't know if that's as good as Jennifer's, but it's pretty close. All right, so yes, please move on, shall we? Victoria, what do you have?
Can you imagine being 16 years old and being handed a bill for $36 million?
Yes.
That is what happened to an Oregon teenage boy who is responsible for starting the Eagle Creek wildfire last year that burned 48,000 acres. He was hiking on a trail and back in September, and he ignited some fireworks, and I guess once he thought they were blown out and or just extinguished, and then he tossed them into the woods, and that's what started this massive, massive wildfire that burned for a long time in Oregon. And he admitted he was 15 at the time, so they're not releasing his name. He's still a minor. I believe he's 16 now. Mm. And so the judge was pretty harsh in terms of the restitution that this kid needs to make. The largest payout will be $21 million that goes to the U.S. Forest Service. The Oregon State Fire Marshal gets over $1 million. $12 million goes to the Oregon Department of Transportation, and another $1 million goes to the Union Pacific Railroad, and Oregon State Parks gets about $31,000 of this. They said if the team cannot pay the millions in full, hello, that's pretty obvious, then he can establish a payment plan through the Hood River Juvenile Department. I don't know how you establish a payment plan for $36 million when you're 16 years old, but he
and
also
going
was
to jail.
Well, he was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 1,900 hours of community service with the U.S. Forest Service. So, but that's a pretty stiff penalty for being careless. Don't we all remember Smokey the Bear? Hello, forest fires.
Well, but this is a symbol, obviously, and it's also knowledge, so we know what these sorts of things, the devastation that they create,
yep,
what it costs. Basically, the taxpayers footing the bill for this. That's really what what you're getting out of this, whether you realize it or not, is the taxpayer is paying the bill. And so all of these $36 million of dollars, and not only that, the 48,000 acres of land that were
yep.
burned by carelessness. I don't think that there's anybody who believes this was a set fire, was it? It was
no,
carelessness.
No, he admitted to it. He didn't try to get out of it. Yeah. But, you know, whatever happened to the two kids down in Tennessee? Remember part of Dollywood that burned?
Yes.
And there was a huge fire down there?
Yes.
Did we ever find out what happened to those kids?
No, I don't think so.
There were two of them who had fireworks, too.
Yeah. Yep. Fireworks bad. This is the time of year, Memorial Day weekend.
Did you just say fireworks bad?
Well, I did say that because I think
Thank
they're
you.
Not only in this
water hole is good.
This, sounds like Gronk.
In this circumstance, thank you. In this circumstance, there is Memorial Day, 4th of July, and when you hear these stories, a lot of people don't understand anymore how dangerous this stuff is. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Are very, very dangerous. Not only because of the things that we've just outlined, the fires that are possible, but because of the toll they take in human damage. I tell this story every year at this time about a Framingham firefighter. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I've lived here all my life, and I knew this fellow. He had a little house on one of the lakes in town, and he had a big party for, it was either Memorial Day or 4th of July. A number of years ago, Richie, you've heard me tell this story when it came to the 4th of July.
Yeah.
This fellow bought all kinds, because he was a fireman, he could buy fireworks are illegal still in Framingham unless the fire department is actually doing the work. He was a fireman, and he got some of these fireworks to have on his own 4th of July party, or again, not important what day it was. So he lights off one of these big long tubes, and nothing happens. So he looks down the barrel of the tube and subsequently gets his head blown off because it was slow in firing. This is the most, and you wonder in this day and age when the government wants to curb everything, how these things are even allowed or illegal, even at the hands of the fire department at an official display or celebration. But this is dangerous stuff. Nothing to be played with.
Well, most of those fireworks are illegal. You can buy them down the when you, if,
you
growing up
in
the East
South.
Coast.
They
yeah,
can
you can buy them if you go to south of the border on the way to Florida. They have them there, but I know they're illegal in New Jersey where I grew up. And talk to the New York Giants, Jason Pierre-Paul. He a couple of years ago he blew off a few fingers and almost ruined his career as a professional football player. He now does PSAs for fireworks safety and trying to warn kids don't mess with this stuff.
Yep.
It's so stupid and dangerous.
Yeah. Very important to keep that in mind. 15 past the hour here on the DJV show.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry.
Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I must say I'm disappointed, ladies, in both of you, Jennifer and Victoria, yeah, because so far I have not heard anything about Meghan or Harry, what's going on with them. Their wedding is over, but are they out and about? Are they on their honeymoon? Where are they going? What are they doing?
Their first public appearance together. They're back at home.
Really? Yeah. They had to wait around because Charles turned 70, so they had to make their first appearance as a married couple for that. And then they're going on a mini moon to Dublin.
A mini moon?
Mini moon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is she pregnant or not?
Oh, that's highly inappropriate, Dougie.
Is it really?
yeah.
Well, they first started getting romantic right after they got together, right?
Well,
is that a good way of putting it?
They're supposed to be virgins when they get married. Now, she was already married, so I think the cat's out of the bag with that one. But
you think with his Playboy past,
Absolutely not. He had two of his ex-girlfriends at the wedding, which is very weird.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought that was so weird and just... And how are you, like, these two girls he dated for long term, like multiple years, and everybody said, oh, they were going to, he was going to marry each of them, and then he ends up marrying this other girl that he meets, and that's a quick whirlwind romance, and he still invites the two exes to sit there and watch him marry, not them. Like, that's weird.
Isn't that nice?
I wouldn't have gone.
I get a kick out of looking at the clickbait stories that you always warn me against, Victoria. Here's one. This is what Meghan Markle's perfect day really looks like. And this is what the Queen said to her right after the wedding. And, you know, stuff like that that people, well, yeah, let's find out what she said. Who else was there? And, you know, what sort of, what did Donald Trump send as a present, by the way? Anybody know?
Charitable donation.
Oh, in his name? In the name of the Prince and Meghan? Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen, the story behind the story. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You're going to sing along with me? It's Jennifer's favorite television program of all time.
Makes my heart happy.
From I Love Lucy. It really is. It's one of those things. I agree with you 100%. When you hear this, no matter what you, even if you don't know what it is, it makes you happy. It just is one of the things that brings out the best in you. You're giggling and you're smiling and stuff. So the reason we're playing the theme here on the DJB show with Jennifer and mine, Victoria, from I Love Lucy. There's a list of the television shows and events connected to television that were the number one items of all time in terms of entertainment. And so what would you believe to be the number one? I get goosebumps when I listen to that and tell the story. The number one television show of all time to this point that has influenced people, been quoted more in media, the story that has gone on for years and years, the lives of these people on television and off television, the subject of more print than any other TV show that ever has been on the air. I Love Lucy. Number one.
Oh, I thought we got to guess. This is a gimme since you played the theme song.
Right. Well, I was looking at some of the other shows that are on that list, the list of shows that have been written about or events like the Kennedy assassination, another event on television that has attracted more attention, the landing on the moon, the Tonight Show, Star Trek
episode.
Yes, right, Richie, that's on here. Yep, right. Ed Sullivan and the people he had on his program. There are no shows like that anymore. 60 Minutes is on this list. Entertainment Tonight is on this list. And Roseanne, Oprah Winfrey. Huh. These are shows that have been written about
and
had more press coverage. Yeah, All in the Family, SNL on the list. Interesting. The Cosby Show.
I remember most of those shows, though, when they were, you only had four channels to choose from.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That is true,
anymore.
But Roseanne was a show that actually was the first that delved away from that perfect family image that we saw with the shows
All in the Family
50s, 60s,
was, I think, the first
70s.
Of that. And then maybe Roseanne. Yeah.
Roseanne was when kids were talking back, certainly. Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. Slap those kids around. 26 past the hour. Time for us to get into music news. In Sync. Let's see. Justin Timberlake, Lance
Bass. Good to me. I Love Lucy and NSYNC in one segment.
Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, but Google didn't add them up when asked about members yesterday, replacing Fatone with Shaquille O'Neal. Is this just who's yanking our chain here with this?
This actually happened. If you Google search who are the members of NSYNC, Shaquille O'Neal replaced Joey Fatone.
No.
And then I listed him as a baritone in the group. Yes.
No.
It's totally true. Lance Bass was tweeting about it. Justin Timberlake tweeted about it because they all saw it. And
it was all over TMZ anyway, yeah.
TMZ actually ran into Lance Bass and asked him about it. And so it was kind of a funny story. He said, a lot of people don't know, but Shaquille had a big hand in starting our career. We lived in Orlando, and our first place that we ever recorded at was his house. He said all of our first demos and all of our first songs were all from Shaq's house.
How cool is that?
It is kind of cool. Shaq at the time, apparently, you know, was trying to do some raps and stuff, so he had a state-of-the-art studio built in his home, and someone at NSYNC's label knew Shaq, and so they rented that out to record, and then Lance joked, you know, it's too bad Shaq didn't get any of the NSYNC royalties.
Right. All right, Beyonce is in the news today because she's bought a church. She purchased a church in New Orleans, dates back 100 years, in the Garden District. 7,500 square foot property located near her sister's home is on the market for $850,000. According to the listing, the property affords many possibilities for redevelopment as a single, multifamily, or church or commercial possibility. The building hasn't been used as a church for a long time. Unclear whether Beyonce will convert it to residential property or not.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's now 34 after the hour, the continuing conversation. A little fun here, a little fun there, a little info here, a little info there. Here we're in, here we're out. Jennifer Horn is in, Victoria Keelan is in, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I noticed that the Swedes are going to send out the war pamphlet again. If you didn't know about this before, this was something that I'm probably the only one who remembers. 30 or so years ago, the Swedish government issued a war pamphlet to all of the households in the country, informing them of the perils of war. The brochure was compiled by the Swedish Civil Contingency Agency, which is like the, what do we call that? Well, it used to be a different name. It used to be the Civil, I forget what it was, Conrad or something like that. It used to be when I was a kid. It provides information on everything from how to identify fake news, prepare against extreme weather conditions, to what to do in the event of a terror attack or some kind of military conflict. It's 20 pages long, has illustrations of soldiers in the field, people fleeing disaster zones, and cybersecurity teams at their computers. It's an update on the first one that was used. Actually, they had one that they produced during the Second World War, and then that was released, re-released in the 80s, and now they're re-releasing it again. And remember that Sweden is like the Swiss. They're neutral. They were neutral during World War II, and still the bastard Hitler went up there to try to rattle them around and take over Scandinavia. Anyway, the pamphlet warns people not to become complacent. And that's really what did happen. That's what allowed, well, there are a number of things that made the stew that created Hitler. But you can see other countries, Africa especially, where the same sort of thing is going on now. And there are a lot of people who want you to believe that Trump is like Hitler and stuff like that. You know, that's a little off of the wall. But there are other people, certainly Putin is a guy who's aiming, at, from my point of view, become a complete dictator. Saddam Hussein was. Most of the leaders in the Middle East, certainly Syria's leader and others. No, I shouldn't say that's not fair, because Jordan is a very well-run country. I'm trying to pick out others that are, well, that's about it. Saudi Arabia is not, by any stretch of imagination, a democracy, but it's coming up in the world anyway. The pamphlet's republication comes as the security debate on whether Sweden can join NATO. This is very interesting, because if they've been non-political and non-involved, why would they want to be in NATO? Is the question. Not a member.
They may have to join, though, because they've enjoyed the fringe benefits of
not really being
a member, but they've gotten all the perks. So NATO may say, all right, look, now it's time to step up. And you know, you can't pretend you're Switzerland anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You don't have the chocolate.
Yep. What do we have that tells us any more about North Korea, South Korea, the United States, whether it's going to be actually is there, this is a day. The day goes from one extreme to another every day, and I'm not sure what the last 24 hours has brought in this high stakes. That's what they call it, this high stakes game. What I do know is that the Russians and Japan have planned a strategy in case the summit fails. I thought this was kind of an interesting alliance. Did you see this? Prime Minister of Japan is going to Moscow this week. He's going to sit down with Vlad. Sad too. He says, I want to confirm cooperation in resolving the North Korea issue. Top foreign affairs and defense officials from both countries are going to meet to try to come up with a plan, because they fear that North Korea, if not denuclearized, could be a problem for both the Russians and the Japanese. Or is this
for everybody if they're not denuclearized? Look, I think that there's a lot of uncertainty about whether this meeting is going to happen or not. And at the White House on Tuesday, President Moon from South Korea came to visit President Trump to talk strategies, and they seem to get along very well. But I think if you listen, and, you know, I always try to pay attention to kind of the hidden messages that's going on. President Trump is saying, well, we'll see if we meet with Kim Jong-un. And President Moon from South Korea said, no, I think we're on the north side of, 50-50 of meeting with Kim Jong-un. I think this meeting's going to happen. That's what South Korea says.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the rhetoric that's coming out of the White House, listen to what Vice President Mike Pence said to Martha McCallum on Fox News when he did an interview with her on Monday night. Listen to what Senator Lindsey Graham said on the Sunday shows over the weekend. They're all saying they hope that Kim Jong-un chooses diplomacy, because if he doesn't, basically there's going to be further option. They're making very silent, sort of hidden threats to North Korea, saying, look, you asked for this meeting. You've played us before. If you don't show up and go down this path of diplomacy, then we really are going to be looking at regime change. Yesterday, the meeting at the White House on Tuesday with President Trump, he said, if Kim Jong-un pursues diplomacy, if he gives up his nukes, we will offer him 100% protection. He's not going to end up in the ground like Gaddafi, like John Bolton had made the claim. But if not, there are going to be very different circumstances for North Korea. So I think it's kind of interesting. This administration doesn't take a lot of yanking of the chain. And so that rhetoric, even from people like Lindsey Graham, is already starting that if Kim Jong-un, who opened this door to diplomacy, doesn't now sit down at the table, there could be real consequences for him that maybe didn't exist 6 months ago.
Well, it is always interesting to see how this thing, I'm looking at five or six different stories. I have 14 different sources I use pretty much every day, and five or six different ways of looking at what it means to be denuclearized, what it means to have the United States involved there, maybe more than we are. That what does it mean to us? How much are we paying? And, you know, I was thinking about regime change here. Richie's been a fan of the folks, the Venezuelan president, since before the current guy, Nicolas Maduro, has been in for 6 years. Didn't we realize that that other guy, whose name now I put him completely out of my mind.
Chavez.
Yeah, Chavez. What a bad guy he was. So now Maduro.
Maduro.
Huh?
I'm not a fan of Maduro.
No, Maduro is just as bad.
Right.
He won another six-year term this week. The election, surprisingly, has been overshadowed by widespread charges of vote rigging. Only 40% of the electorate turned out to vote, and 80% voted for him. Yeah. Then his opponent was Henri Falcon, who said the polls, right after they closed, we don't recognize this electoral process. And he was told by the Venezuelan Secretary of State, if he didn't sit down and shut up, he was going to get shot. You know, good stuff like that. So what about regime change in places like that? And then, you know, do we sort of take on that role once again and getting involved? I was watching an interview last night. Dan Rather has this stuff. He and Mark Cuban are friends, and so Cuban has him doing interviews with old rockers. And he had the Doors on, Richie, or what, two-thirds of the Doors.
Right,
Jimmy
cool.
Morrison's been dead for, what, 35 years.
More.
And the subject was the Vietnam War and what music was popular during the Vietnam War, because the Doors were very, very popular during the Vietnam War among the soldiers and among people there, because if you listen to Jimmy Morrison's lyrics, I can hear them in my head now. And by the way, two more old drugged out rockers you'll never see if you get a chance to watch this with these two guys left from the Doors. The stories were really fabulous, or meaningful to people who are my age. And I say that because I am troubled by younger people not getting the message that these two guys were all about during the interview. And that is how the U.S. has mucked up many places in the world by getting involved. I posted something on my personal, I may have done it on the Facebook.com DJV show, I'm not sure whether I put it over there or not. It's relatively incendiary. My feeling, an explanation of wars and what causes wars. It's basically big companies getting together, starting wars on both sides. And so the military-industrial complex benefits and everybody else doesn't. And our men are used as cannon fodder. It started with, and that's the point these guys made, with Vietnam, and it's gone on and on and on. Every time we turn around, there's another war brewing, and these guys say what a lot of people don't say, that behind the scenes daily, these big armament companies have people in these countries stirring up problems. That's what they do. That's how their companies work. The dark side of this reality is that these companies, these munition companies, go over and start stirring trouble up, and then the governments get involved, and that's what we see going on here. Look at the Middle East. The people in the Middle East don't support these wars, but yet the wars continue. They're fomented by the people who are the big multinational armament companies who stir the pot. They actually hire people. What's that company that has Blackmore or Black? What's the name of the private security
Blackwater.
Firm? Blackwater, yeah. They hire those guys and companies like that to go stir up trouble. It's just amazing. And we haven't learned that lesson, and that's what they point out in that documentary. So if you see, it's on Axis, A-X-S, is the cable channel, Mark Cuban's cable channel. And it's now 45 past the hour. We mark it at 45 past here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or tea? Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm searching for greatness here. There's a very interesting adjunctive story to the North Korean-U.S. thing. There's a commemorative coin that has been discussed. Remember now, they're supposed to get together June 12th in Singapore. There already is, actually, a special coin has already been minted. The government has gone ahead and minted a coin to celebrate the meeting. The coin, 250 of them so far, depicts a notably youthful-looking Trump glaring at a double-chinned Kim, who's referred to as the supreme leader, down his side of the coin.
That's an ugly coin, too.
How much of that going to be worth on the open market? Especially if there isn't a meeting between the two of them. Postscript at 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Now, 53 past the hour. Time for us to pay attention, close attention, to our pets. I have this new beautiful little dog named Daisy May. A few new pictures of her posted at facebook.com/DJB show. And I'm looking to Warren Eckstein, my pal, to help me with her. Although I will tell you, Warren, she's turning out to be a fabulous little love bug. Everybody loves her. I took her to the acupuncturist yesterday. She's showing lots of signs of improvement. She goes to the water course today to strengthen her back legs, but she really is. She's just fun. And I had an old halter. This she's really come of age. You know, I put on Charlotte. You don't want to put neck. You don't want to. I think that's something I should have you engage in conversation. Actually, why you don't put a neck collar on your dog? Do you want to discuss that for a minute?
And you should in some cases.
You should in some cases.
Absolutely, yeah. In Central Park, and I'm sure, Warren, you've got thoughts on this too, but where I live in Central Park, every time you see a dog that's totally out of control, it's in a harness. It's never in a neck collar.
But that's not the reason. Here's the reason. Here's a new study that just came out that 96% of dogs have never received any type of obedience training.
Yeah,
96%.
That's true, I believe.
So I'm a big fan of the harness. Okay, years ago we all used collars. I used collars in the military. Nowadays, the harnesses that are made, if it's a good harness and the dog is well behaved, a harness is probably a better way to go. Because so many dogs do wind up with trachea problems and neck.
Yes.
It's not because the owners are aggressive. It's just the dogs are not trained. So the owner's pulling one way, the dog's pulling the other way.
Yep.
Education can resolve all of that. Yeah. In fact, I just printed this study out this morning. 96% have not received obedience training. That's and nice. over 50% have never been neutered.
Well, one of the things, I went to the dog shop last night to get some toys and chewies because young Daisy May likes to chew things. I had an old wicker couch on the back porch, which is no longer of much use. But she just needs to chew. So I got a whole bunch of chewy things, and she's now into that. But I also got was a little, every once in a while she makes a mistake in the house. She doesn't pee in the house, but there's a little poop that shows up here and there, not maybe half a dozen times. So I got a spray that you put on the place, and that supposedly keeps them from doing that. And you find, and then you got to bring them outside and give them treats and make sure that they're supported that way when they do the right thing. But is there another, do you have any other ideas for that? For people who have that problem?
Yeah, first of all, very, very rare that a dog will go anywhere near where it sleeps or where it eats. Okay?
Yep.
So
right.
If the dog has an accident in the house, even if you find it 5 hours later, what you can do is clean up the accident and make sure you clean it up with something that has no ammonia. I recommend a product called Kids and Pets, but you can use whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is just take a little bit of the dog's food or a treat, put it in the area where he pooped. If he does it again, do the same thing. What will happen is he'll see his food in the area where he's going, and he will stop going.
Ah, brilliant.
I
knew there was a reason I had you here. Thank you.
Well, see, if you just take the dog to the spot and say, bad dog for going in that spot, the dog says, no, I'll go to another spot.
No,
the act of going you got to achieve with the dog.
The Boston Globe carried a story yesterday about understanding pit bulls. The headline is, well, basically reference to understanding what a pit bull is not simple because there are a lot of different derivations of pit bulls. And the pit itself, pitties, have a bad reputation, which is not deserved in my estimation because I think most of the time it always, and I think you said this, it goes back to the owners, it goes back to their treatment, it goes back to how they have been handled by the people who are responsible for them. That would
be for
any dog, right?
No doubt about it. Pit bulls are incredible dogs. I trained the Buster Brown dog, Tig, which was an American Staffordshire Terrier, considered a pit bull. I recently had a conversation. I'm going to drop a name here. Linda Blair. Remember Linda Blair?
Yeah.
From The Exorcist. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her for years and does a tremendous amount of work.
Is her neck still going around in a circle?
Every time I look at her, I can't see the head spin around and green stuff coming out of her mouth. But other than that, she rescues a lot of pit bulls. She has her own organization. We had a conversation that the misunderstanding of the breed is based on the fact that the type of person that's attracted to that breed may be a gangster in a bad area, and therefore that breed takes on the bad name. But if you gave that same gangster a schnauzer, he would have a vicious schnauzer. So it's not the breed of the dog. Mm-hmm. It's the way the dog is brought up and the way the dog's treated.
So and why is there so much ignorance about
because
this?
Because the dog's powerful. It's a powerful dog. So occasionally when something does happen, but that would be like saying that all men over 6'3", 400 pounds are bad because of their size. It's what you put in is what you get. As a matter of fact, in all the temperament tests that have been done, pit bulls scored so much higher than schnauzers, chihuahuas, cocker spaniels, and other breeds.
Really? All right, so don't stay away from them.
No.
I continue. There's a great force in our country of adopting dogs, including a lot of the pitties that are on death row. All right, thank you. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.